extremely important to organize this collaboration. And I think it's very important to look first really to the scope. Even Steve told, okay, a high-level framework will not work because then you cannot test. There exist examples where you can test. For instance, high-level architecture for connecting very different simulation systems. Developed by, okay, for some of you would be not nice, but it's Department of Defense of US. So they were able to connect different simulation systems from different technologies with different concepts. So this means this can work and this is already approved. And the second is really coming from the scope in order to avoid any duplication of work. Yeah? Because if we have double means redundant work, which is incompatible, then we fail. So, and this means, this is our really, let me say, extreme advice to come from a top-down perspective. And we have already instruments, Steve already explained liaisons from an organization perspective. And of course, UNCFACT is very much welcomed. Yeah, that's for sure. So the really important part is the issue of this kind of, let me say, coexistence of standards, because today some of the standards exclude each other. So we have to work on that. This is not easy. The issue of unique identifier is compared to others in the entire framework of DPP solvable, and there exist already examples how to solve this. Yeah, so that's the issue. So, but anyhow, the very important part I mentioned already to some extent is the modularity to really separate the data from the system architecture. Yeah, in the recommendation 49, this is together. In the European Commission and in the European standardization is separated. So we have separated CENELEC standardization activities on the data for the different sectors, for instance, for the batteries. Yeah? In order to allow that we have one system which can carry the data and can create DPPs for the different sectors. This is complex, of course, but we think that to separate and to have modules which we can exchange, it's very important. If we mix everything together, then it's very much problematic to at least change all the system. And this is another advice, and I think this, because this was not my decision, this was already the decision of the European Commission to do this separation. And this is not the solution, and there are a lot of, let me say, challenges too, but I think this is really a good approach. Yeah. So this was the first, for instance, from the collaboration perspective. I would like really, together with Steve, look from the granularity perspective, where the recommendation 49 is looking to this, and where the different regional initiatives or even legislation implementation standardizations. Not only, we do not have it only in Europe, as I explained. There are already activities performed in Japan and in China, I know, because we are in contact. The same is, for instance, with the US. So, and there we have to find the right connection point instead of overlapping. I think this is very important.